हेलो लिसनर्स, वेलकम टू द पॉडकास्ट ऑफ मल्टी बैलेट मोटिवेशन ज्ञान। माय नेम इज आकाश निरूला। आई एम फ्रॉम इंडिया। आई एम द होस्ट ऑफ दिस पॉडकास्ट एंड दिस पॉडकास्ट इज अ सोलो पॉडकास्ट। इन दिस पॉडकास्ट आई डिस्कस अबाउट द पर्सनैलिटी टेस्ट बेस्ड अपॉन योर स्टैंडिंग पोजिशन, योर पर्सनैलिटी ट्रेट्स रिवील्ड बाई योर स्टैंडिंग पोजिशन। सो लेट गेट स्टार्ट द पॉडकास्ट। स्टैंडिंग पोजिशन पर्सनैलिटी टेस्ट। डू यू स्टैंड विद योर लेग्स पैरेलल टू ईच अदर और लेग्स स्लाइटली अपार्ट और लेग्स क्रॉस्ड और वन लेग फॉरवर्ड? मैन एंड वुमेन रीडर्स नो वट योर स्टैंडिंग पोजिशन इज अबाउट योर पर्सनैलिटीज एंड दोज ऑफ पीपल यू नो। स्टैंडिंग पोजिशन पर्सनैलिटी टेस्ट, इट रिवील्स योर पर्सनैलिटी ट्रेट्स। इन आवर प्रीवियस पर्सनैलिटी टेस्ट वी एक्सप्लोर्ड what personality traits are revealed based on your sitting position, based on your color, based on your handwriting test, etc. Today we are back with another personality test that reveals interesting personality traits based on your standing style. Yes, several behavioral studies have concluded that leg position reveals personalities. Do you understand with the legs parallel to each other or legs slightly apart or legs crossed or one foot forward? It would surprise you that the way you stand can reflect how we think and feel. We look in our four classic ways of standing for both men and women to explore what does your standing position says about you. First one is a legs parallel. If you stand with legs parallel to each other, then your personality reflects submissiveness or respect for authority. You are not a dominant individual while talking to people. You tend to be agreeable and good listener. However, it does not mean that you lack confidence or knowledge when in a conversation. You surely possess tact and objectivity in your communication. Standing with legs parallel to each other also helps in calming yourself when you are feeling overly excited, scared, and nervousness, etc. People standing with legs parallel to each other are found to having a neutral stance on a subject. They would be participating in a conversation, however, they do not intend to have any strong feelings or involvement in this topic being discussed. Usually, women are spotted standing with legs parallel to each other when talking to other female counterparts or when they are not interested in taking a date forward. Next position is legs slightly apart. If you stand with legs slightly apart, then your personality traits reflect that an inclination towards being authoritative and commanding. You exude confidence and assertiveness. You stand in a way that appears to be trying to take up a larger space. You are not afraid of making your presence felt among a crowd. You tend to speak your mind confidently and stand your ground. Two, people standing with legs slightly apart are also found to be quite dominant in their ways of communication. This standing position is considerable a powerful position, usually quite commonly found in men, though women also stand this way to signal power and dominance. Next position is one leg forward. If you stand with one leg forward, then your personality reflects comfort and contentment with yourself as your surroundings. You have a very relaxed vibe. You are living in alignment with your inner self. You are living in the present moment. You wear heart on your sleeves. You openly show your feelings and emotions. You will be honest in your communication. You will keep it straightforward and express what is on your mind. People standing with one leg forward are usually signaling a sign of interest or attraction. In a group setting, one is more likely to point their feel toward the person they find most interesting or attracted to. However, in case of disinterest in a certain setting or a urge to leave, one will most likely to put one leg forward with feet pointing towards the nearest exit. Position 4, legs crossed. If you stand with legs crossed, then your personality reflects that you enjoy your own company more than being in a crowd. You may be defensive or protective of your emotion and feelings. At times, you could be lacking confidence in certain situation or conversation. You can sometimes be pretty submissive too. You are not quick to mingle with strangers. You mostly likely cross the legs in your in the presence of new people coming to our group in an elevator, you will mostly like find yourself crossing your legs at the ankles and stranger get into the lift. This is not necessary nervousness, but more of being closed off to a new experiences. People standing with legs crossed at the ankles are usually slow to open up. They are pretty guarded, especially in presence of stranger or new people. However, if they cross their legs but they are smiling with arms uncrossed, then they are relaxed and would be likely to stay, but are simultaneously defensive or assessing the situation back in their mind. Such instances can be found among couples. Such instances can be found among the couples meeting for the first time. In some cases, one is also found to be crossing their legs and leaning on a wall or something for a back. Something for a back support. This is usually to say, I am very interested in what we are talking and I would like to stay longer. Though be mindful that if one crosses their legs and arms both, chances are they are not feeling very supportive. They are not feeling very positive or supportive about the conversation or the situation and would like to leave. At last, I want to say that you might not even realize that the way you are standing is a subconscious result of your experiences and personality. However, one should note that as we evolve throughout our lives, or our subconscious picks up new traits or sheds old habits, we grew as a individual, we learn new things about ourselves and we change mindsets. Hence, one may also find themselves standing in a mix of two or more standing position. One will have to dig deeper in the context of situation, conversation and people involved to understand more in depth insights into one's mind. Friends, if you like the podcast, share with the friends, family, like, share and comment and tell me and give me the feedback about this podcast.